Welcome to the Age of Jeremy. I am your host, Jeremy Quintanilla. I am the chief executive officer of a media company called Age of Radio. You should check it out at ageofradio.org. We are a media company. But what we have right now is a podcast where if you have a podcast, you can actually join it for absolutely free. So you should check it out at ageofradio.org. I am also the chief finance officer for 3T Warrior Academy. 3T Warrior Academy is a subscription-based service where we help our members build generational wealth. We help them with their mindset. We help them with fitness. We actually have something for everybody. Most people come for the crypto, but they stay for the mindset. And don't be worried right now if you're in cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is just going through a lull. We have a saying, and I have a saying, you buy the dip. That's a stock saying. And in the 3T Fitness, 3T Warrior Academy, we actually say, don't trip, buy the dip. I'm always saying just buy the dip, because when stocks are low or cryptocurrencies are low, you want to find the good ones that you've always believed in, and you buy them at that lower price because you're going to be able to ride them back on the way up as things get going. So don't be afraid of lulls or lows in the markets, because there's always an opportunity to make money. If you could also follow me on Instagram at Age of Jeremy, follow me on TikTok at Age of Jeremy Q. Also follow me on Twitter at, I'm sorry, on TikTok at Age of Jeremy. It's on Twitter at Age of Jeremy Q. You can follow me on Facebook at Age of Jeremy. You can also subscribe to my brand new YouTube channel, Age of Jeremy, if you hadn't guessed already. We are going to be talking about all the things that I am learning. There's actually a short video up right now about a great governance book that I bought and I got in the mail. It's a family, a business governance book that I think that you should check out. So go on over to YouTube and subscribe and help me grow that channel. And then as the next video comes out in a couple weeks, the shorts I'm going to do on a consistent basis, but the actual main videos are going to come out bi-weekly. And the first video that I did was on a book haul, because books are super important to me. So I thought that I would start there. Why not? Because books are amazing, and I love buying books, and I love reading books, and I love talking about books. And I wish that I had a book club that I could talk to people with about all of the books that I'm reading. So instead of actually starting a book club, I'm going to start a YouTube channel, and hopefully we can spark some conversation in that, and you'll learn about some new books. But the YouTube channel isn't just about books. It's going to be about all kinds of stuff. I have some Lightroom classic videos that I want to make. I also want to do some videos as I learn more about Riot Games and jump into more gaming, about all the cool Discord stuff I learned, about all the Adobe Captivate stuff that I learned, because I just love sharing stuff with you. And I think that e-learning and education and technology is going to continue to be the most important thing as we move into the future. And if I'm able to teach that to you and you can gain something from it, that's going to be amazing. And that's what I want to happen. And so to that point, I want to actually talk to you today about building a community, because building a community is the most important thing that you can do for your small business or for yourself as an entrepreneur. And I have just become so fascinated with Discord. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. But first, my name is Jeremy Quintanilla. You are listening to Age of Jeremy. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm the co-founder of Age of Radio and 3T Fitness, and well, other businesses that I am working on. This podcast is about everything that I learn and the trials and tribulations it took to learn them. I hope you enjoy. So what I wanted to talk about today was community and building community. Because I think that the most important thing that you can do as an entrepreneur or a small business or even for yourself is building a strong community. For a long time, I was really adamant on not being a part of having lots of friends and just having specific friends. And I think that it's really good to have really close-knit groups of friends. But it's been very interesting for me to be involved more in Twitter and to be involved more with Discord and to be involved more with Mighty Networks, where our 3T Warrior Academy subscription is housed at for our paying members. And it's just been exciting for me to see that the more that I engage and the more people that I get to know and talk to, the more I enjoy interacting with these people that I've barely known. It's amazing to see what happens when you lean into a community. And so because I've been building the Age of Radio Discord, which will be available soon, probably this week or next week, and then I also have a 501c7 society or club business. It's called Red Wizard Gaming. And so I'm trying to get that going. It's more of a society that's built around utilizing the funds to like promote certain types of games, whether it's video games or board games or gaming in general. And then to also kind of bring ludology into its own form, or maybe other aspects of game theory. Game theory is mainly a mathematical theory, or mathematical theories. But maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that within that, you know, community. But ludology, if you don't know what ludology is, like the study of games and gaming, and to an extent, maybe the storytelling that takes place with inside of those video or inside of those games, whether it be video games or regular gaming. And so I'd like to see more of that in the world. And so because those things didn't exist, I thought, well, if I don't see that it exists, I'm going to go and create it because I want to create the world that I want to live in, right? And I think that if more people knew about certain things, or they were brought certain things were brought to their attention, they might enjoy more of these same things. And then I would have more of a community to interact with. But the point being is that the Discord thing has really got me thinking about the future of how we're going to be communicating as a whole. And so if you don't know what Discord is, Discord's a voice over IP, I think is the exact the exact terminology for it. So Discord is a voice over IP, or VOIP, an instant messaging social platform. But it's really interesting because it's got a lot of different tools that are inside of it that can make communities much, much stronger. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about some of those. And hopefully in the future, I'll do more of YouTube because it's more of a visual thing. But I did want to talk about it because I don't think a lot of people use Discord. They don't know what Discord is. And Discord came around because it allowed you to create a community, and gaming communities really latched onto it because it was very upfront. It's very techy. It's very stylish, in my opinion. And the way that it works is just very, very interesting on how you can communicate to people within it. And one of the things that makes it interesting is that different types of channels for different types of conversations can be categorized. And then what's also interesting about that, those categories that are within that, the channels are within the categories, but then the categories can be privatized and set up for different specific roles. So for instance, I'm going to use my Age of Radio Discord server to kind of explain it. So when you go into the Discord server for Age of Radio, there's two roles, right? And you can have many different types of roles, and they can have access to different things with inside of the Discord server. But I have our podcast host, and then I have essentially our podcast. So let me re-say that. So I have multiple different types of roles, but the two roles for outside people that aren't internal, those roles are going to be our podcast host and then everybody else. And so within that, it allows me to assign podcast host roles to people that are part of our Age of Radio Network podcast. And then it gives them access to different types of categories, which then gives them access to different types of channels that are within Discord. So for example, the hosting site that we use for all of our podcasts is a Spotify company called Megaphone. It was sold to Megaphone a couple of years ago, I think, or a year ago now, for a vast sum of money. I think it was like $222 million. And so it's designed for podcast networks like us, or larger podcast networks like Wall Street Journal uses it, Disney uses it, Marvel uses it. Very big names use Megaphone for their podcast hosting. And so inside of this, there's a category that only the podcast hosts have access to that's called Megaphone Resources. So inside of there, we have a channel that says Megaphone Updates. So if I want to get out to my community those updates that are going on with Megaphone, they can access it by going there, and then they'll get notified when, say, a post or a message goes out saying that it needs to go to everybody, or to just specifically to the podcast host. That announcement, they'll will be notified about, and then they know that there's this Megaphone update. Okay. The other thing that's great is I can have a channel that says like how to's. So myself and Mario, the Node Defender, we're going to be making some videos that show people, the host specifically, how to use Megaphone. And because of that, we can post those videos inside of that Megaphone Resources how to. And as new podcast hosts come on, or if podcast hosts have questions or they want to relook at those videos, we have them all in one place within our community. Yeah, so that's one of the first things that's really good about it. And so then the people that aren't the podcast hosts, they have the role, the other role of everyone. But the podcast hosts also have those that everything that's underneath in that other role. So if you're a podcast host, you have access to almost everything in the channel. And if you're a podcast addict or just a regular, you know, the everyone else that's coming into our community or our audience and our listeners and followers, essentially, they would have access to everything that their role allows them to have access to, which wouldn't be the same categories and channels that the podcast host would have access to. Okay. And then likewise, we have our Age of Radio team category that the people that are helping with on. So Danielle, my wife, who's one of the founders, Priscilla, who does some of the bookkeeping, Ariana, who's an illustrator for us, she has access to it. We're all part of this Age of Radio team group. But then we also have what we call Netrunners roles. And the Netrunner roles are our admins. So Dustin and Josh, who work with me at 3-2 Warrior Academy, they're our admins or Netrunners. And they're the ones that have admin capabilities to help make changes with inside of the server if we're not able to. And then our fixers are our moderators. So Gonzo from the Good Morning Crypto Show, he's helping me out with that. And then Brent from Home Video Hustles, one of our fixers. And then Coulter from Home Brewing DIY is one of our fixers also. And so that's what we call our moderators. Because the idea, one of the things that I like to do is kind of come up with cool, geeky, cyberpunky names for stuff or things that are related to fantasy. Just to kind of give them that cool little extra edge that makes them kind of exciting. So if you were to do a community like that, I would find out what like those types of things are within your community and then try to do those things as well so that you have the names of everything that fits inside of your community, but you don't have to. I just think it's cool. And so I did that. So that's kind of how the roles work. But then what's interesting about in each of the channels, let's say there's a conversation that's happening in a channel, right? So let's say that in our podcast addict or the everybody chat, they want to chat about, you know, a video game that had just come out. Let's say, you know, they watched the Bethesda Xbox release, you know, game showcase, and they wanted to talk about it. Well, inside the main channel, right, the team chat, they could, or the everybody chat, they could make a thread that talks about that. And then so that thread can be inside of that chat. And then you can just go to that thread and talk about the Bethesda thing inside of that chat. And it doesn't have to have its own separate channel because it fits in with whatever else is talking about inside of that channel. So another good example of this is, so we have broken out some of our like things to geek out about. That's what we call it geek out. And so in our geek out section, we have like comics. So in there, let's say a new comic came out and I wanted to talk about a specific comic. I could talk about that specific comic inside of that channel and it could be a thread, but that thread fits that comic channel. So it's inside of that channel. And so again, hopefully this makes sense because I'm speaking it rather than showing it to you on like, you know, a YouTube channel, but hopefully that makes sense because what this allows you to do is create all different ways for people to talk and communicate about the things that they enjoy. So we try to build out a geek out section for every kind of basic topic that we have in our podcast. So for example, we have crypto, we have comics, we have fitness, we have foodies, we have literature, we have martial arts, because all of these different people from all of these different podcasts, they're going to be coming into this. Right. So they all have this different entry point, but they all can like learn and grow together and build a community. And that's what's so important about communities is it allows your audience to go in and interact with other people within your audience that maybe have the same interests, maybe have slightly different interests and will learn more interests. And that's how we can all get along better by being a part of these communities and growing and learning together and communicating with each other. The other great thing about Discord is there are like video or voice channels. And so like one of the things that Collecti Labs does in their Discord is they allow you to, like they play games. Like maybe they'll all, you know, go into one place, you'll all sign into one spot and then you can play a game from your computer, but it'll be broadcast to everybody that's watching it within that channel. And so that's one of the other things that I'm really interested in. And I haven't done that yet, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around how that part works. But it's something that I'm very adamant about because I want it to be a part of our, you know, community. Okay, so that's how that's the gist of how Discord works. But why would you want to have like a community? Well, you want to have a community because it provides all of this ton of free value and bonding with all of the people that have gravitated to your business, right? Because all the people that have that like your business have an affinity because they all have this same liking point that's within inside of your business. And because of that, you want to create a place for them to congregate, because then what it allows you to do is when you have a product or you have a service that you want to sell, or you want to get some communication out to them, you can just go to this one specific spot. And that's what makes it so powerful, because you're providing all of this free content, you're providing them a free community, you're providing them all of this free stuff. And then when you ask for the buy, they're already bought in and they trust you. So they buy from you because they love your product. And that's the benefit of having that tribe. And that's the benefit of having the community. That's why the one thing that I will continuously say in my TikToks, that I'll continuously say in my Instagrams, is that you have to start focusing on building a strong community for your business and whatever surrounds it. And I know that because that's how we won in the 3T Warrior Academy business, is because we spent 5 years building a tribe. TikTok, John CJV did TikTok day after day after day after day, talking about the same thing over and over, staying true, honesty, integrity, unwavering belief, staying true to these things, that all of these people started seeing it and they found that thing, and then they all bond together. And now when we go to them and we have a new thing that we want to offer them, whether it's free or whether they do have to purchase it or it's a conference, we sell out of those things just like that with a snap of a finger, if you couldn't hear my finger snap, because we have such a strong community. And the community is real because we're consistently working on building it and improving it, getting more people involved, strengthening it, being more involved with it ourselves. So it doesn't matter if you are a subscription-based business, if you are a lawn care business. It doesn't matter what kind of business you are. There is something that you can be educating people on that drives people to that community, and they get to engage with each other. And then you keep providing free content and free value. And then as you create more services and products, you provide that to them, and then they buy in. So I am telling you right now, you need to get a Discord, but that's just one of the tools, because not everybody's going to be on Discord. The other tool that I think that you need are Facebook groups. And I say this a lot. Facebook groups was kind of, in my opinion, a catalyst for these types of building communities, because, you know, Facebook recognized early on that building of the community was so important. In for businesses. And so to be able to offer that not only to businesses, but to anybody to build their community, that's where people can thrive, when they're in their community with maybe, like-minded people is the first word that comes to mind, but I don't necessarily think that they need to be all like-minded. They just have that one thing in common, and that brings them together. So the thing is with Facebook groups is, in my opinion, you can't go as in depth with building a community like you can go with inside a Facebook or with inside a Discord. We've had our Facebook group Addicted to Podcasting for a long time. And one of the things I struggle with, which is a warning to you, is that you have to have a schedule consistency in which you're engaging inside of the group and inside of Discord. And that's one of my fears right now. I'm just being honest, that we are not going to be able to, I'm not going to be able to either lead people right, leading the team right that I have into making sure that we're engaging properly, or I'm not going to be in there engaging properly, or if it ends up having to be me at the beginning that's doing most of the engaging, I'm afraid that I'm not going to have time for it. That's why I'm trying to limit my time in a lot of other areas besides 3T Warrior Academy, so that I can focus on this, because this is something that's really important to me. And it's, you know, I started 3T Warrior Academy with CJV, but a lot of that was based off of our, you know, a lot of that moved into the fitness, and I love fitness, right? But it moved into the fitness, and then it moved into crypto, and I love crypto. But, you know, when we started it, it was the fitness center, and I had spent a lot of time helping John get the thing going where he was like the catalyst of it, like the mindset and the life coaching and then the fitness piece. And then I was the catalyst of like the media part of it. And so it's really dear to me, Age of Radio, because it's like my baby that I kind of started. Right. And 3-2 Warrior Academy is too, but it's just the Age of Radio piece of it's a lot more in at that point in time from when we started, it was where a lot more of my focus was, you know, I was able to put more energy into it. I guess I should say, I shouldn't say more. My focus was there. It's more of like when we started, I could do like 10, 15 hours a week, you know, helping with 3-2 Warrior Academy. And then I was able to put 15, 16 more hours a week into it. But then as I moved into 3-2 Warrior Academy, we started Phoenix Crypto Assets and I started focusing on more with Q Financial. And then I started focusing on, Blockheads. And then I started focusing on helping John with Freedom Asset Management. Is like Age of Radio is the thing that I really, really enjoy to do, because it's got more of a geekier, you know, gaming aspect to it, especially as we started bringing on tons of podcasts that love comic books and gaming and things like that, because podcasting, in my opinion, is a geek thing. It's, you know, especially in the before I even got into it, way before I got into it, how tech savvy you needed to be to do a podcast before it became what it is today. And I still think we're still in its infancy. I still think it's growing. And there's things that are part of podcasting that haven't even been innovated yet. And I want to be the one that innovates those things and creates those things. And I would just love to put all of, you know, all of my extra time into it. And that's what I'm focusing, trying to get to a place where I can do more of that, because it's so dear to me. Even if it doesn't make money, it's just dear to me, right? It will make money. It'll make a lot of money. But my point is that it's really special to me and I want to be doing it. So I'm afraid that with the reason why I brought all that up was because I'm afraid that I won't be putting the energy that I should be into building this community. And so I'm giving you that as a warning, is that when you do it, make sure that you have it planned out and scheduled out and stick to that schedule and don't overburden yourself with other things. It may take a year to build this your community. It may take 2 years to build your community, right? We only have 416 people in our Facebook Addicted to Podcasting group. You know, that's not with a bunch of effort, but as we go an effort, that should do a lot larger. But that's since what, 2020? 2019 when that Facebook group was started, I want to say. So my point is that it takes time. So make sure that you're willing to put that time and effort into it, because it's going to pay off in the long run. And so then when you're the other thing is that you can do is like Discord. Facebook doesn't have this, but Discord has the ability to have like a paywall where people have to pay to get access to your Discord. Now, I wouldn't recommend that off the bat. And I would also recommend something, a mixture of something like Mighty Networks. Mighty Networks is what we use. It's a paid product. Discord's free. Facebook's free. Mighty Networks is a paid product from your end that you would have to pay for, but it gives you tools that are a mixture of Facebook group and a mixture of, you know, being able to build courses and a mixture of things like that are in Discord that you pay for, that you can build your platform around, that people pay to be a part of. And so that's more of like a business aspect of creating your community, like we do utilize with inside 3-2 Warrior Academy. Now, I'm not doing anything like that for Age of Radio, because that's not where our revenue driver comes from. Our revenue driver is from the selling of ads and then to innovate in different products that we would sell into the future, and then to get into the marketing, more of the marketing strat business and the selling of equipment piece of it, right? And so I'm not recommending that, but what I am recommending is that you focus on that Discord and that Facebook group. And the other reason why Facebook group is so important, again, is because if not a lot of people are going to be ready for Discord, I get a lot of pushback from a lot of people, especially older millennials and Gen Xers and baby boomers, right? And so those people though are in Facebook. And so if you can build a really strong Facebook group and then educate them over into the Discord, then you are getting more people involved with Discord and inside of that part of your community, which will be more, can be a more intimate place, in my opinion, for you and your community. So I think that it's good to have both of them. And what you do inside of them can be similar, right? There are some things that Facebook group can do that Discord, you know, can't do. And there's things that Discord can do that Facebook can't do. All in all, I think Discord is a much better place to build a community. And I hope that they continue to grow it and make it stronger. But I think that, like I said, you should have Facebook group and you should have Discord. And then if you really want to get into paid subscription business, I would recommend something like Mighty Network, because it works really, really well. And, you know, that's how people get access into our community, from that paywall. If you don't know what paywall means, it means that like you have to pay to access. That's what a paywall is. Like you can't access the thing until you pay for the thing. That's why it's called a paywall. Now you can do that with Discord, and a lot of people do it. Some investors do it for their newsletters or for access to their Discords, and they have their newsletters in their Discords. So you can do it with Discord, but we've had a lot of success with mining networks, and I don't plan on doing it with my Discords. So again, the Discords will be available soon. Red Wizard Gaming Society is available now, but it's not for everybody. It's an invitation only. And then Age of Radio will be available to everyone here soon. So I recommend that you go check it out. There's lots of tutorials on YouTube. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I will be having some tutorials on Discord there in the future, because it's something that I'm learning and something that I want to share with people. And then make sure that you join our Facebook group, Addicted to Podcasting. And I think that that's about it. I really enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed it too. Be thankful, grateful, and kind. And we will see you next time. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to The Age of Jeremy. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcatcher. If you can do me a favor, please rate this podcast if your podcatcher allows you to. Talk to you soon.